Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery. And I'm joined with my beautiful wife,
Reverend A. Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 111. But if you want to listen to the instructions for this review, we're going to be reviewing the last 20 lessons, starting with 91 through 110. You can go to our website, and that'll be posted there under the ACIM lessons there.
And review number 3.
Yeah. All right. Review number 3. That's right. So here we go. This morning, we're going to be discussing lesson 111 again, and let's just take a brief moment of silence to come together in consciousness. Let's take a good deep breath. Lesson 111 for morning and evening review. This is review of lesson 91. Miracles are seen in light. I cannot see in darkness. Let the light of holiness and the truth and truth light up my mind, and let me see the innocence within.
And from lesson 92, miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. I see through strength the gift of God to me. My weakness is the dark. His gift dispels by giving me his strength to take its place.
On the hour, miracles are seen in light.
And on the half hour, miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one.
And so it is. Let's join again for a brief moment of silence as we consider a conversation about these lessons. So a quick review of our lesson instructions is that we would spend 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening, reading through both of the lesson reviews and the comments after the lesson idea. And then on the half hour, or on the hour rather, we would repeat the first one. And on the half hour throughout the day, we would repeat the idea of the second one. And that we would also then, you know, once we've done that, we would just apply that to whatever may be going on. So that's kind of the quick and easy, you know, instructions for this review. But miracles are seen in light. I cannot see in darkness. Let the light of holiness and truth light up my mind. Here we're beginning to see that truth is light. Understanding is light. A shift in perception is light. You know, this idea of miracle is a shift of perception, a sudden shift of perception. And so light or understanding comes to the mind as we begin to see the, flimsy, but, you know, really the false construct of the illusory world. It becomes very flimsy, in my experience. It becomes very flimsy. And I can begin to let it go, you know. It just starts wavering, and it's no longer solid and concrete. And that's really the blessing, I think, because miracles, as we begin to open up our mind, and as we read the textbook, we're told that, you know, that miracles are informed, if you will, and come from the subconscious mind. And revelation comes from the superconscious mind. And if you're reading in the textbook in the first chapter or so, you'll come into that discussion. But the subconscious mind, you know, is where miracles are inspired, which tells us that the Holy Spirit, our guides, as we can go to wholeheartedness, as we connect mind and heart, then that as our heart begins to open, in other words, I guess better said, as we begin to listen to our heart, then we are, inspired to to recognize that miracles are always occurring, you know, through us, and it is through our recognition of false perception. You know, a miracle, when we say a sudden shift of perception, it's us recognizing our own misperception, you know, and that's inspired and triggered, and the catalyst comes through from our unconscious mind. And so we look at our old programming, we begin to see the patterns of where we are triggered and react in fear and in guilt to things. And we begin to recognize, oh, that's an old pattern. I've been playing that out. So it's very, very helpful. So I cannot see in darkness, let the light of holiness and truth light up my mind. And it begins to emerge through that kind of the, I look at it almost like the crust of the earth, you know, it's just this hard surface. And as we practice forgiveness, as we practice prayer, you know, gratitude, as we practice being in dialogue with a higher self, we soften that soil, right? And so then what can grow through that hardened, dry earth is the blessing of new beginnings and new understandings. New light begins. And just like I think with vegetation on our plant, you know, it can't come forth from that without light, right, from the sun. And so those are all good metaphors, you know, to think of our own mind as this field, you know. And so we've kind of gone through a lot of work to eradicate the field of, you know, the weeds, so to speak, of false concepts, false ideas. We've done a lot of work in these first almost 4 months of the year. But the point is here that now the field is clear and we can begin to quieten the mind, you know, 5 minutes a day in the morning, 5 minutes a day in the afternoon. And just as a reminder, once an hour at the top of the hour and at the bottom of the hour, miracles are seen in light. And miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. So the more I allow miracles to be a part of my life, recognition of patterns, that thoughts of fear, and I shift and set up the dialogue and say, you know, what is the truth? I see through strength the gift of God to me. My weakness is the dark. His gift dispels. And that his gift there is the voice for God, the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than our right mind. And by giving me his strength to take its place. So that's where the dialogue. So he's, again, in all of these, telling us to get connected, you know, and be connected with Spirit.
And this can be called practicing the presence, or to use your illustration, this is called cultivating. Mm-hmm. That we are cultivating planting a new thought system and a new habit.
Yep, new seeds in the field.
And what comes up may be the product of former seeds of fear and the former thought system. And so we get this opportunity to weed out what crops up, what outcrops up from perhaps a previous cultivation of a different thought system. And so we get this opportunity then to really apply, well, what does it mean that miracles are seen in light? What is a miracle? You know, as I'm contemplating this during my day, when I am perhaps in fear about an email that I've received, or I'm reacting to the way somebody or something is happening in the world, or I have thoughts of judgment about, you know, a brother or a sister or an institution, or I feel pain in my body, all of the various ways that we are distracted through the day. And so here we are being asked to really practice the presence throughout the day, practice this connection, contemplate what does it mean in the midst of what I'm going through right now that miracles are seen in light and I can't see in darkness. And so in what feels like fear and darkness right now, I'm joining in this moment, right when it's happening, right, quote unquote, in the battlefield, mm-hmm. because that is where we stop and interrupt the previous thought system that we have already committed that is no longer our language. And mm-hmm. we've committed to this new crop, this new language. Mm-hmm. And I love it in the review, because in the review it says, you have learned very little so far.
Yeah.
And then it says the next sentence, you know, and with this review, you will learn so much.
Yeah, you're prepared to learn much more.
Much, much more. And I will just share, I love the review periods. Mm. I just love them. I'm so grateful we get another pass at what we've studied on a daily basis. And how I've done these is in the morning, I will not only contemplate for the 5 minutes, but I'll also journal about them and maybe even close with a prayer or an offering, you know, and then, you know, do the practice throughout the day. It talks about, this is a really great way to see what we value, you know, what idols we place before our primary purpose, our one and only true goal, and how all the little goals of the world that we've given value to will come up to distract us from this. It also talks about being gentle with ourselves when we miss and just being really honest. Okay, did something come up that was valid and it was impossible, or you know, this is the nuance, or was I unwilling in that moment? And that's okay. We can forgive that and then allow ourselves to, through our practice, show and demonstrate our willingness. This is a time of really committing this type of practice, where it's every half hour. It's really demonstrating a commitment.
It does.
Yeah.
And sticking with the metaphor of the garden, you know, or the field and the weeds, you know, we've all, I think most of us anyway, have had that experience where we pull weeds up even out of the driveway or something,
yeah.
you know, or around the house, and then it shows up again, right? Mm-hmm. It's because the root, there's a little bit of that root still in there,
mm-hmm.
and it will spring forth again and come back as, you know, as a full-blown plant, you know,
mm-hmm.
something that we don't want in our experience. And
mm-hmm.
so it's whatever's coming up, and these lessons on this daily practice, and now on the hour and on the half hour, just this reminder, really help to ferret out those little remaining roots, if you will, of these errors in judgment or errors in perception.
Mm-hmm. And it talks about gifts. You know, these are gifts of God to me, the strength and the light. But I got to say, you know, those little weeds coming up are gifts too, because it's showing me the way things work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also showing me that, oh, this is still here. And it gives me the opportunity to pull it out, root and all. Now, I don't do that, but I offer it to Spirit.
And to forgive.
And to forgive it. And to allow the miracle to have full sway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is great practice.
Good stuff, yeah. So thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us today through this first review lesson. And we look forward to being with you throughout the next 9 review lessons. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given. and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns to me.